deputy. She was an Iraq War Army pilot.
I just don't want us to get to a place where, following whatever happens here, we're in a situation where our adversaries like the PRC or North Korea or Russia decide that they need to actually put a lot more effort into helping Iran.
Texas, a SpaceX rocket was being tested late last night when the Starship exploded, sending a fireball into the sky. SpaceX describes it as a major anomaly. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. That's a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the cut is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process we currently have. Amid increased security at the Wisconsin Capitol, both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature held moments of silence Wednesday for the victims of last weekend's political violence in Minnesota. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said political violence is never the answer. And the Department of Natural Resources is encouraging you to help out pollinators year-round with a few simple lawn care habits. You can help them by planting native plants and trees, adding host plants for butterfly larvae, and maintaining a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. There's more tips on the DNR's website. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Your Juneteenth will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 64. A spotty shower or storm possible again on Friday, warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature, 63.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:02 on Thursday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Yeah, I'm doing this without coffee this morning. Going to be interesting, but hey, we'll get through it together. So enjoying a nice big glass of ice cold water with you. Hear the Police on Max FM.
Escapes me. The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Sure to be a change in your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times I could reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:09 on Thursday morning. That was Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Partly sunny with a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 65. On Friday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the morning. And then those continue a little bit into the morning, turning partly sunny, a high of 82. On Saturday, sunny and hot, a high of 93. Sunday, sunny and hot, a high of 94. We're looking at heat indices in the 100 to 105 range. We'll keep an eye out for some heat advisories coming up. It's definitely going to be warm on Saturday and Sunday. And that will continue into Monday. We see it starting to cool down a little bit Tuesday into Wednesday. So prepare for the heat on Saturday, Sunday. Currently 61 degrees outside the Max FM studios today. We hope everyone's having a great morning so far. It is Thursday. That means it's concerts on the square night in downtown Baraboo on the courthouse lawn. Those start at 7 p.m. That's going to be great weather, so we don't even need to talk about the backup plan for that. Also, as part of all the celebrations happening related to that, Oak Street will be closed between 3rd and 4th Avenue and Streets starting at 4 p.m., and that'll go until about 9 p.m. tonight. So Oak Street will be closed between 3rd and 4th Street and Avenues from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. today. So if you're in that area, you'll need to go an extra block to get around that road closure. Also, there's a downtown market in the Weikert Great Day building tonight, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., located at 502 Oak Street. That's right below the Max FM studios. So lots of things happening tonight. Concert, again, will be outside based on our weather forecast as well. So looking forward to having some great weather for that. So stop on down and enjoy a great concert. It's a free concert, and it's just, you get to see a lot of people in our community. We were there last week for the concert on the square. Quite a few people down there. You just need to bring a lawn chair along and just sit there and enjoy the music. It's Mad City Funk will be there tonight. So, yeah, stop on down for that. Also, we've had people asking about the rebroadcast of the Big Top Parade. We are showing that again tonight at 5 p.m. on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43, and at various times also on Saturday. You can also go back and watch anytime on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. Also, shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get an extra 9.97% off everything in your cart when you use the promo code MORNINGS, MORNINGS. Put that into your promo code when you check out for an extra 9.97% off this morning over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, we're going to look at sports and Brian Adams on Max FM.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Never took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people living this defined emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. Working hard to get my feel. Everybody
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Thursday morning, 6:21. We want to get you moving on this Thursday morning. Here's Technotronic, Move This on Max FM.
Yo, come on, move this. Shake that body. Shake that body. People, don't you know? Let me pour a little song. Baby, let me show you.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music, mornings with Dave Grant, 6:24 on Thursday morning. Hope everyone's having a great Thursday so far. And Amazon seems to be doing some things that, you know, I get it, but it's also a little bit interesting because doesn't the word day mean 24 hours? Amazon announcer extending Amazon Prime Day again. Yes, you heard me properly. So now it's going to be 4 days. Don't they know that the word week exists? Just saying. It was originally one day when they started doing it a decade ago. The first Amazon Prime Day was July 15th, 2015, and it was 24 hours long, a.k.a. a day. Now, in 2017, they upped it to 2 days but kept the name. Now it's 4 days, and they're sticking with it. To confuse things even more, they also added a second Prime Day in 2022 that happens in the fall. It's technically called Prime Big Deals Days, but a lot of sites just call it Fall Prime Day. There's also a big spring sale or Spring Prime Day in March now, and all of them have early deals too, so it's basically just one long Prime year at this point. The original some version of Prime Day will last 4 days next month from July 8th through July 11th. And, you know, the first time they did it, I did buy a few things because there were some things on there. Ooh, yeah, I can get this. I need this. And in recent times, no, haven't even been on there for Prime Day or days or now week, I guess. Because, you know, most of the stuff that's on there is stuff that I probably don't need all or I have already. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to avoid it. And I know there's some other websites that also do their own competitor thing. So it's always very interesting to watch that and those sales that pop up right around the same time. Now, if you really want to make it easy, just shop your downtown merchants because you can go hit those up and have your stuff that same day. You don't have to wait for it. And then you get to look at it, too. That's our part of some of these things you see on Prime or on websites. You don't get to look at it real close. And so there's certain things that you want to look at in person, buy those things in person. And so, yeah, in the it's kind of like the Black Friday sales after Thanksgiving as well. Those have started to fizzle out a little bit. So we'll see what happens with it. So 4 days of Prime coming up in July. Let me know your thoughts. Text me 608-355-9970. Do you go out and get those deals during Prime Days? I'm kind of curious what our listeners do. So text me 608-355-9970 or text them via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouson. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Coming up, we're going to take a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank and a look at weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The 13th annual Strides Against Diabetes 5K Fun Run and Walk from the Baraboo Lions Club is going to be held on Thursday, June 19th. Race will start from Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen. Race begins at 6 p.m. Join them in their mission to raise awareness and educate individuals of all ages about diabetes. Your support will not only continue to foster understanding, but also help fund the Baraboo Lions Club Foundation's vital community projects focusing on eye health and diabetes education. The run is $25 for adults, $20 for youth, 12 to 17, and then children 11 years and younger will be $15. To find the sign-up link and get all the details, visit BaraboolLions.org. It's time for the 5th Annual Summer Solstice Festival in Prairie du Sac. Celebrate the longest day of the year with great food trucks, live music, beer gardens, sport tournaments, kids games, and so much more. The event is going to be held all at the Culver Community Park. Festivities will begin with kids' activities at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Food trucks will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and the beer gardens will be open until 9 p.m. Sean Chell will be performing from 11 a.m. until 2. The Gem City Sideshow will be from 2 until 5. And Old Soul Society will perform from 5:30 until 9. To get signed up and find out more details on events like the pickleball tournament, you can check out Summer Solstice Festival on Facebook to find the link. Again, this all goes down Saturday, June 21st from 11 a.m. into the evening. And it's time once again for Reedsburg Butterfest. It all gets started on Wednesday, runs through Sunday. You can get the complete lineup of all the events and details by checking out ButterfestReedsburg.org. The 2025 Butterfest Parade will be held on Saturday, June 21st, stepping off at 10:30. Don't miss the Butter Run, Butter Jam, the Little Miss Butterfest annual tradition, live pro wrestling, and so much more. Again, check out the schedule at ButterfestReedsburg.org.
New home wish? Talk to Trish. Got a home to sell? Talk to Trish. Need the best home improvement referrals? Talk to Trish. Your go-to for home improvement in Sauk, Dane, Columbia, and Green Lake counties. Real estate professional Trish Belter's main priority is creating an effortless buying or selling experience for all her clients. She is a down-to-earth real estate professional with Rostano & Associates. She is here to help. So talk to Trish today at 608-206-7417 or visit her at trish.rostanohomes.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Your Juneteenth will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 64. A spotty shower or storm possible again on Friday, warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 62.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:35 on Thursday morning. Don't forget you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask that smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. Or better yet, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device to stream us with you wherever you go. You can also text right from the app. Here is you too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for on Max FM.
These
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:40 on Thursday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, partly sunny and high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers and... Friday, we have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high of 82. Not having that coffee this morning. Not enjoying that. On Saturday, it's going to be sunny and hot, a high of 93. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 94. That continues into Monday as well. Currently, we see some heat advisories for the counties west of us. I expect this to kind of go through most of Wisconsin. By maybe later today, we'll have that heat advisory. So just be aware of that. We're looking at a hot weekend this weekend, and we just want people to prepare for that. Currently, 61 degrees outside the Max FM studios. And as a reminder, it is Concert on the Square night in downtown Baraboo. Those start at 7 a.m. on the courthouse lawn. As part of the concert tonight, they are closing Oak Street between 3rd and 4th Street and Avenue. So be aware of that. If you go in that area, that starts at 4 p.m. Oak Street will be closed in the 500 block in downtown Baraboo. And in the Weicker Great Day Building, the downtown market is back tonight, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Go over to their Facebook page, find out who's going to be there tonight. Lots of things happening in downtown Baraboo tonight. Get out and enjoy those. Enjoy the little bit cooler weather before the warmer weather sets in. Coming up at 7:10, Emily's going to join me, and we're going to talk about I do this now so future me doesn't suffer later. So yeah, this is interesting. We'll talk about that. At 7:40, we are celebrating those celebrity birthdays. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap, text, and send us those local birthdays. We will talk about those at 7:40. At 8:10, we're going to talk about the biggest 4th of July food surge on Instacart and what those items are. Some of them don't surprise me. The number one item does surprise me. And, you know, we are all about our food here at Max FM. And so, you know, we're going to talk about that. 4th of July isn't that far away. And, you know, I'm hungry. That's the other part. I don't get breakfast this morning. So it's going to be an interesting morning. No caffeine, no breakfast. And so we'll fill in on all the details, what's going on there at 7:10 as well. So join us for that. Coming up, we're going to get back into our 50-minute music cover on Max FM.
Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show is back for the summer in the Wisconsin Dells. Your ticket starts with an all-you-can-eat meal, including soup, chicken, all the fixings, dessert, and even non-alcoholic drinks. It's the most fun place to eat in the Dells. And this year for Sneaky Pete's, there's even more singing, dancing, expert roping, stunts, and live animals. It's the largest Wild West show in the U.S. of A. Come cheer on the good guys. Or boo the bad guys. Kids can even come on stage and be part of the show. Plus, for a limited time, tickets to Sneaky Pete's are 20% off. But giddy up, this promotion won't last long. Get your tickets today at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. It's perfect for your vacation in the Dells this summer or when you're just riding your mule into town for the day. And now, for a limited time, you'll save 20% off. But hurry, get them tickets now at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
Get ready for Full Throttle Night this Friday from 6 to 10:30 downtown Rock Springs. This week, enjoy the classic hits and modern favorites of Burning Sky at Fireman's Park. Check out the classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles and participate in the 50-50 raffles. All proceeds go to help out Wisconsin Big Cat Rescue, open 6 days a week. Go to wisconsinbigcats.org for more info. Full Throttle Night, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. See you this Friday for Full Throttle Night in Rock Springs.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Level up your summer projects with 4th of July savings on top brand cordless power tools from The Home Depot. Whether you're working on a fence, a planter box, or a new workbench, get the power and runtime you need with the Ryobi One Plus 18-volt 2 tool kit from the Home Depot for only $99 plus $139. Get 4th of July savings on the cordless power you need to make summer projects easier than ever right now at the Home Depot.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music, Mornings with Dave. It is 6:49 on Thursday morning. Here is the SOS Band. Take Your Time on Max FM.
You know you ought to slow down. You've been working too hard. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. Emily will join me at 7:10 after we have a look at national news, regional news, and weather at the top of the hour. Here is Billy Joel on Max FM.
Something sacred I lost, but the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and stand on the shore. I try to cross to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. Searching for something, taken out of my soul, something I'd never lose, something somebody stole. I don't know why I've been walking at night, but now I'm tired and I don't want to walk anymore. Hope it doesn't take the rest of my life until I find what it is I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. Jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, in the middle of, I go walking in the middle of, I go walking in the middle of,
making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should go better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race I'd long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. The future's open wide. Changes, but it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Seven FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow.